Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, June 26, 2017. God sightings galore and much to update you on. I hope you had a great weekend. Mine was packed and very blessed. And so I've picked out some great music to fit in with the theme of four different topics I'll address or touch on. And I'll mention them in order of their occurrence. As Friday night, I helped facilitate an Alpha course. Wow, was God at work. Saturday, Great News Radio hosted a ping pong challenge. A wonderful turnout with five competitors that were off the charts great, along with 20-something others that were involved. Sunday, I helped facilitate a class titled The Land and the Book. More to say about that. And then Sunday evening, last night, met with a number of friends that are involved in local ministry to the Chinese. In fact, it's called the Good Hope Fellowship. And I think I was the only Native American English speaker. Almost everything had to be translated so I understood what was going on. And so that being today's lineup, you're going to hear from Fernando Ortega, Give Me Jesus, followed by Michael Card, Come Lift Up Your Sorrows. I'll play the U of I marching band in their Olympic theme and fanfare, followed by Holy Ground and John Starnes, closing out with Friends by Michael W. Smith. So that's the lineup. So to get you grounded into this new week, this is a favorite of many, Give Me Jesus by Fernando Ortega, followed by Come Lift Up Your Sorrows by Michael Card.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all. Jesus.
You're listening to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Here's Michael Card, Come Lift Up Your Sorrows.
If you are wounded, and if you're alone, if you are angry, if your heart is cold as stone, if you have fallen, and if you are weak, find the worth of God that only the suffering seek. Come lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share. There in your wilderness, He's waiting for you to worship Him with your wounds, for He's wounded too. He has not stuttered, and He has not lied. When He said, come unto me, you're not disqualified. When you're heavy laden, you may want to depart, but those who know sorrow, they're closest to up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your wilderness. He's waiting for Him with your wounds, for He's wounded too. In this most holy place, He's made a sacred space for those who will enter in and trust to cry out to Him. You'll find no curtain there, no reason left for fear. There's perfect freedom here to weep every unwept tear. Come lift up your sorrow,
lift up your sorrow,
and offer your He's wounded too. worship Him with your voice. Praise will get to come worship Him.
I just love those two songs. That was Fernando Ortega, Give Me Jesus, and Michael Card, Come Lift Up Your Sorrows. It's a favorite of many, and I just love the arrangement, the song lyrics, how they're presented, and the message. And I share those two songs as Friday night I help facilitate the launching of a six-week series. It's called the Alpha Course, and it's a basic introduction into the Christian faith. I think there's 47 or so Chinese learners and about 14 or 15 Americans. And I think we broke up the Chinese group into three that would learn it in Mandarin. And then I had, I think, 10 or so Chinese that wanted to hear the lesson in English. But I had two helpers, Andrew and his wife, Sean. And they're both relatively new followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they shared some of their testimony to all the other Chinese seekers, and was it powerful, and I couldn't have asked for a better witness. And so we talked about the Christian faith, what it means that God loves you, and lots of good questions, so I'm excited to see what God does with this class in the weeks ahead. But it was a phenomenal start to a weekend, and I love being around seekers that want to know more about Christianity. Well, Saturday we had the ping pong challenge, but it was really neat because a number of internationals and Americans came together for some competitive and yet fun ping pong. Others would call it table tennis. And it was neat. We had three special guests from the Champaign County Table Tennis Club. Were they off the charts fantastic? Because I thought the number one player for sure was going to be from our English conversation class. We have a 65-year-old gentleman that I thought was the best player I've ever seen in my life. So I went into this thinking that he would be the number one player. Well, the top three actual winners of our challenge were number one first place, Brian Evans. He's the founder of the Champaign Table Tennis Club and I think lives in Champaign. He works for Cozad Asset Management and was just a phenomenal player, a great guy. In fact, he and I and Robert and Phil are talking about putting on maybe a tournament at Lincoln Square in November. More to say about that in the coming days, but Bryant is now the best player I've ever seen in my life in person. And yet, the second and third place competitors were equally fantastic. Robert Hemingway, he's a farmer from the Hinesboro area, leads Bible studies, a great guy. And then in third place, and I'm thinking any of these guys could have been the champions, but Phil McGarvey, and he's the chaplain and manager of pastoral care at Carl. Great guy, a believer, and so maybe I'll have them share some of their testimony in the days ahead. But here's a little song dedicated to them and the 20-plus other competitors that put on a great show, very entertaining, lots of fun, and wow! Did Ken and Jan Roderick come through with some snacks, vegetable trays, desserts and fixins that spoiled all those that came out, and even some walking through the mall watching the competition, and I invited them to have a snack or two. So thank you, Ken and Jan. You really added to the whole event on Saturday. So here's the U of I Marching Band celebrating Great News Radio's first ever table tennis competition. By marching band playing the Olympic theme and fanfare. Well, on Sunday I got to facilitate an adult class and we're covering the land and the book, a theme on Israel, and it was so fun to gather with people interested in the Holy Land, and it was part one of six classes that I'll be hosting with the help of Martin DeHaan and Jimmy DeYoung through a video series called The Land and the Book. And so it was nice to be answering questions and to be a learner with all those in the class. So here's Holy Ground by John Starnes, celebrating the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, Emmanuel, walked and healed and taught and rested and ministered and preached. And his many parables are recorded in the scriptures that we so love. And it's amazing to think that he walked here on earth and yet suffered and died, yet rose again and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, interceding for us and drawing all people to God because of his work on the cross. Here's Holy Ground by John Starnes.
As I walked through the door, I sensed his presence. And I knew this was a place where God abounds. For this is the temple, Jehovah God abides here. We are standing in his presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. And I know beyond all measure, and at his feet, peace of mind can still be found. So if you have a need, I know God. Child, you're standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. And I know that
That was Holy Ground by John Starnes. Well, Sunday night we closed out with a visit to Bruce and Sandy's home in Champaign as the Good Hope Fellowship gathered to honor the many ministry leaders that are reaching Chinese throughout our area. I think there was close to 40. I was the only native English-speaking person there. Much, if not almost all, had to be translated, so I knew what was going on. But these believers all have a heart for reaching the Chinese in our area. And they were also doing a send-off to Trin Lian. She's returning to China. She, at the age, a few years ago, or a year and a half ago, at the age of 72, came to follow Jesus and is so excited and passionate about following Jesus that she's a real inspiration. And she just felt like this is her family. And so she's going to return to China, and I think hoping eventually to return to the United States and live here. But it was a great gathering of friends celebrating what the Lord is doing in our area. So here's a portion of Friends by Michael W. Smith, closing out our program, praying that today things will go well with you and that you'll be that fragrance of Christ to a hurting world. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Packing up the dreams God planted in the fertile soil of you. I can't believe the hopes He's granted. Means a chapter in your life is through, but we'll keep you close.